You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Major reforms to New Zealand's healthcare systems are set to come into place in July. The changes would see all DHBs replaced by one national organisation, Health New Zealand, while a Māori health authority will be established to commission health services, monitor the state of Māori health and develop policy. To discuss these new reforms, I spoke to Professor Robin Gould, Pro Vice-Chancellor of Commerce and Dean of Business at the University of Otago. New Zealand is scrapping the DHB system in favour of a new national body, Health New Zealand. Why was this change needed, and will we see significant changes to the system?
The change is needed for various reasons. I mean, the DHB system never delivered on many of its goals that were set out. That was involving the public in decision-making more, trying to devolve decision-making to the regions, trying to create a more locally integrated healthcare system, partner with iwi, improve public health, improve equity. There's a whole sort of list of areas that DHBs were meant to deliver on. The system is basically 20 fiefdoms run by a local executive and their team. If they don't collaborate with each other, they tend to be mostly in a situation of considerable tension with central government around funding questions, for instance. So there's a whole set of reasons for why the government has pursued the new set of reforms. Now, those reforms effectively are nationalising all of the DHB functions and then also creating the Māori Health Authority, which in my view is long overdue, which will work in partnership with Health New Zealand, the national agency, to try and bring more consistency to healthcare delivery around the country and also try and bring more equity to healthcare delivery as well.
So why is it so important for Māori to have their own health authority?
Well, we have a Treaty of Waitangi in New Zealand, which grants autonomy and participation and partnership and decision-making. So the Māori Health Authority breathes life into what's actually an obligation on behalf of the country to honour the Treaty of Waitangi. What's important about it as well is that autonomy and self-determination are really important components of the Treaty of Waitangi, and the authority will start to breathe life also into those concepts, and so it will be decision making by Māori for Māori, which is really critical. And many decisions in healthcare are taken not on behalf of Māori for Māori, or by Māori for Māori. So the Māori Health Authority is a really important move in that regard.
The process around which these reforms were decided were dominated by external consultants. How do you feel about how these decisions were made?
That's a really important question. There has been a trend over time in this country and other countries, we're not alone in this, of going to external consultants for policy advice. We currently spending $170 million or so a year on external consultants across the DHB sector. We mostly don't know what that money is spent on. It's things like strategy and planning and sort of management reports. It's vast sums of money. Consultancy rates are anywhere from sort of $250 to $700 an hour. And so I think the government has just sort of followed a pathway that's already been set in train of going to external consultants to get work done rather than build in-house capacity.
New Zealand, at the moment, we have a tax-funded healthcare system, so government funding is allocated to the public sector. Is this the most efficient system?
No. It's efficient in some ways. The government simply takes tax and then it allocates out that funding to the sector. It indexes that funding based on the characteristics of the population in a region. So in that regard, it's quite an efficient system, but it's not terribly effective. It's not equitable. And so what we have in New Zealand is differences in the amounts of funding going out to regions of about 25%. And then that funding doesn't necessarily get to the people that need to receive it. And it's not equitable in terms of tax-funded systems. The funding tends to go into the public sector. And in our country, we are divided between public and private. So anyone with insurance, and insurance is not cheap, so you need to have money to have insurance, or with a decent income, will go private if they need treatment. You know, if you need a colonoscopy or your gallstones removed, you will pay up and go private because it's not going to happen in a timely fashion in the public sector. So it's deeply, deeply inequitable. And it's the less well-off, and it's Māori and Pacifica who miss out. So that's why, in my view, we need a different funding system.
What would this new funding system entail?
Well, to me, it's social insurance. And social insurance you find in Germany and Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and other parts of the world. It's similar to ACC in that there is a payroll tax, and then the government also contributes to it as well, along with employers. So your general tax would go down, and it would be substituted by a payroll contribution. And social insurance then pays out any provider of healthcare. So if you need, for example, a colonoscopy, you might go private or you might go public. And in my view, we don't lack the capacity to treat in New Zealand. It's the resources that are not well allocated. So, you know, you can see people privately very quickly. Publicly, you wait a long time. And it's the same doctors who are working publicly and privately who you're seeing. So with social insurance, it would sort out those problems. And the countries that have social insurance, one of the key focuses is equity. So that whether you're a billionaire or someone who has very little money, you get absolutely the same standard of treatment and access to the same range of providers.
Do you think the government has listened to your concerns?
I don't know. I mean, I've raised them in the past. I've only started to raise them recently. Now, setting up a different funding system is a really big job, but I think it's time for some form of commission to be established to actually look at health funding. What the government's doing at the moment is just tinkering with the funding. They have some advisors at the moment with Health NZ looking at primary care funding and different aspects of funding. So all they're doing is tinkering around the edges, and it's not going to solve the fundamental equity problem.
That was Professor Robin Gould, Pro Vice Chancellor of Commerce and Dean of Otago Business School.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.